Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. 2,000 shows. That means I've had 2,000 opportunities to make mistakes like that with the button and hitting the wrong thing and not having it turned up and all that other stuff. Hey, well, anyway, going back when you look at things very early on with this show, I was reaching out to people that I was very lucky to get them. And I started... You know, I was very lucky in a lot of cases to actually build some sort of a relationship with them, at least to where when we see each other, we stop a minute, we catch up with each other and everything else. One guy did a call out, though, and, most of the time, I should have paid him for that. I really should have. And he's joining us now. You've never...
You think it would go around the house. That might be the round.
And he's taking care of business right now. Joining us now is Hickok 45. How goes it, sir?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
I'm doing okay. Everything good there at the Hickok compound?
I'm doing fine. I had some tree surgeons in today, and I got the truck stuck, kind of working on that. But, yeah, everything's going fine. Everything. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, you know, just showing my age and everything now, 2,000 shows later, that kind of thing. But, I mean, that's nothing compared. How many videos have you posted?
We're like you. We got 2,000 videos up. So you got 2,000 shows, right?
Yeah, but 2,000 shows, I've got it pretty easy because I got, like, this real professional young fellow over there who's my engineer who's making – he makes me sound better than I really do. You sound great, too. He just works his magic.
Slide into that chimney, you know. Yeah. Oh well, you do a pretty good job, I'll have to say. And one thing I like about you, and I love coming on your show because I can sort of tap into your listening audience. Because you know, I figure, you know, if they're listening to you, they probably have a low enough IQ that they might, you know, be persuaded to listen or watch us. You know.
Yeah. When it comes which came first, I think I probably got some of your people more than you getting more of mine because your people were there already.
I don't know about that. Congratulations on 2,000 shows, though.
You know what I did yesterday after I talked to you?
What'd you do?
I decided to get back on YouTube and reapply for the partner program. And then I got to sit around for 3 or 4 hours of nail-biting to see if they would approve that. And they approved it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We're good. That's the thing about these crazy tech companies. You know, it's rarely just somebody sitting at an executive desk and saying, Bill Frady, Hickok 45, let's turn them off or let's not allow that. It's so often just the bots, you know, deciding all that. And, you know, you just have to keep trying sometimes, and it helps a little bit. You're still going to, you know, we run into that with, of course, most of our videos demonetized. It's, you know, random, as I mentioned to you. You can't solve all the problems, but you've probably seen a situation where there are a lot of people that get, like, through the years, get totally knocked off or totally demonetized or whatever, and then some of them come back and they get it worked out.
Well, I mean, of the videos you watch, I have a hard time understanding how any of yours would be demonetized. You don't build guns on. You don't build guns on video. You don't. You might break them down a little bit and everything, but I mean, that's sort of like
right.
common knowledge for anybody that's looking at a gun, unless they're just looking at the gun for the first time. And but I mean, most of mine are limited. I'm just not gonna. I'm not going to appeal any of it.
Yeah.
Just not going to appeal any of it. Just be monetized so I can be in search.
Yeah, it's just kind of random, and I, you know, it depends on who looks at it. When you request a manual review, I think it partly just depends on the person's frame of mind who actually looks at it. You know, they have thousands of employees, I guess, that review these things when it actually does get through a human. And so you're obviously working for Google. You're going to have some people that are probably fairly far left and I'm impressed when they don't demonetize one. Yeah. You got a big old ugly, dangerous looking shotgun or 44 Magnum or something, or an AR-15, and may even be in the main screen thumbnail, and they don't. So there are some people that are not just totally scared to death when they see a firearm, you know, working for them, I guess. But I think it is comes down to the individual that looks at it, I think.
I think you're probably right. I'm just not going to call it to the attention of any individuals.
Right.
Leave me alone. Right. Let me post them. None of it makes any sense. I don't know if you've ever done this, but like I don't have, you know, a nice range out my back door. So whenever I go to the range, I have to try to shoot my shooting footage all at one time.
Yeah.
So consequently, if I do two videos like I did one video that is the CZP-10C versus the Glock Gen 5 19, and the CZP-10F versus the Glock 17. The Glock 17 one is completely monetized. The other one, which is identical to it, is limited. So,
I've loaded the same video up a couple of times and had it demonetized once and monetized the other time. So I really do think it comes down to the individual looking at it, yeah.
I agree with you on that.
It's a crazy world. We don't worry. We have support from other companies like you do, and we just truck on whatever they do. As long as we can have a platform to post our videos, that's the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. That's all I'm looking for. And I mean, there are other places to go, but it's right now today. If you got video, it's hard to not look at YouTube, isn't it? It's hard to choose anything else.
Yeah, it is. It's where everybody is, you know, on YouTube. And we just do the best we can with them and stay in touch with them is what we do. And we feel pretty good about it. You never know what's down the road, but we feel like it's going to go okay. Yeah. I mean, they might demonetize everything. But again, we just want a place to be able to post the videos. We post them on GunStreamer. .com, so they're all over there, every single one, and that is basically a mirror of YouTube. And
yeah,
if we were to lose YouTube, they're all there, and we just continue posting, and people would know where we are. We've been linked to it for a year or two, and so it's that would work out, I think. I'd rather be on YouTube where everybody is, but yeah, whatever.
Got to go where the food is, right? We got to go where the food is. That's the thing.
Got to go where the pumpkins are. Pumpkins are.
We're coming up on the first break. For those of you unfamiliar with Hickok 45, I don't know how you could possibly be in the gun world and not be familiar with him. His YouTube channel is Hickok 45. You also do sort of a long form sort of podcast on there now, don't you?
Yeah, every Sunday. Do Sunday shoot around. Do a little shooting and just kind of casual thing, just like, you know, going out to the range to shoot and shoot a little bit, talk a little bit, and that's kind of the I've done this several things. I called a radio show at one point, and then shooting the breeze at one point, and then I decided to just do it at the shooting table and do some shooting and talk to the viewers and, you know, not worry about how long it goes. So it's I enjoy doing that. It's a lot of fun.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back talking to Hickok 45. This is Lock and Load.
how much I care to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is broadcast number 2000, and just to go down memory lane, I've invited a few people. There's more that I would like to invite. I just don't have enough time to do it. But joining us again right now is Hickok 45. And now, with all of these new shooters that are coming on board and everything, have they discovered you yet? Have you seen like a surge, and all of a sudden it seemed like your views are going up or something?
Yeah, I think a lot of them have. We went for several months with You still there?
I am.
Okay, we had quite a significant uptick there for a while, and still do. It's not quite as crazy as it was. And of course we welcome all the new folks, and from wherever they come from, whatever the background is, any way we can help, find. A lot of our videos are basic videos, and I don't get too deep, generally speaking. And then we have quite a few that are specifically targeted to folks that are just getting into firearms and that sort of thing. So hopefully we can help them some. They find us, of course.
Yeah, well, that's because you've shot just about every gun made.
We've shot a lot of them. There's a lot left we have yet to get to, and I guess what slows us down a little bit is that's not necessarily a primary mission to hit every firearm or new firearm that comes out, because I like so many of the classic firearms and bits of firearm I like. But we may have five or six videos on that same gun, something I have, an old muzzle loader, just anything, because that was the motivation for even doing this. I'd like to shoot, and there's certain guns I just love, and there's a lot of them I like, and I'm going to shoot firearms that I enjoy, what it comes down to. People seem to enjoy the old guns and new guns and just everything, and we get constantly asked to bring out firearms again, if to twist my arm too hard, if it's an old Colt single action or Glock 26, whatever it is, but something I like, yeah, man, we'll come out and do another video with it. So,
have you have you done any of these? I see these lever guns getting sort of tacked out now. And they seem to be having a little bit of a resurgence. Have you been playing with any of those here lately?
You know, we have. There is one. I forget who makes Mossberg, maybe, or somebody that. Yeah, I've got that kind of on the list. I'm sure it's on my to-do list. I put it on there to do that. I have to hold my nose, kind of like the Chiappa Rhino or something. There are firearms that, being the traditionalist, there are some good firearms that I'm not drawn to. Modern ones like that, a tricked out lever gun or the Alpha Rhino. And I fully admit they're fine guns, but what would John Wayne think if he saw me doing one of those lever guns with the rails on it, Eotech?
He'd probably be like, that's pretty cool, Pilgrim. Can I have a shot of that?
That's right. And I have no problem with the innovations and all that kind of thing. There is a point, though. And I've made that comment a few times, I guess, where, and I'm kind of that way with even a double-action revolver, especially a single-action revolver. I don't like adjustable sights on a single-action revolver if it's an older one. And a double-action revolver with a Colt, a Trooper, or Python, or a Smith & Wesson 686, whatever it is, there are things you could do with a revolver, like the Chiappa Rhino, that cause it to have less felt recoil, because of the bore axis and everything, if you've ever fired one of those. But and that's all well and good, but I'm just not interested in reducing the felt recoil or the muzzle flip of a double-action revolver by a total redesign. It's a little bit like redesigning a flintlock. There are things you can do with a flintlock, that would make it a lot more effective, but let's just leave it the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year,
if I want to tack myself out, I want something. Okay, I'm going to battle tomorrow. Okay, give me my one of my ARs, and I'll be fine. Or even an M14. I'm not interested in really a tactical lever action rifle. So, but I mean, the thing is, so much of firearms is just for fun. Whatever turns people on, you know, whatever floats your boat. And
right.
A lot of young people new into firearms, they don't have that traditional history like I have, and you maybe, and you know, that's fine. 95% of firearms is just fun and enjoying the shooting sports and everything else. And the bonus is, of course, the Second Amendment, and it could save your life, and it protects us, protects the country and everything else, you know. But you know, so much of the day-to-day use of a firearm, well, there are a lot of self-defense situations, but, I mean, just the number of rounds fired, let's put it that way, of the number of rounds fired this week, you know, what, 99.99% of them were on ranges and having fun, you know.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. And you're right about the one thing. When I was a kid, I was exposed to handguns when I was 12. And I don't think you see that anymore. And now they have to turn to something like YouTube. And, I mean, I found you when I was going to check out a Glock 20. So I did a search, Glock 20 10mm. You're at the top of the page. I see you shoot it. I didn't have any sense of how tall you are or how big your hands were at the time. So I saw you pick up this Glock and just kill this ammo can full of water. Just annihilate it. Spooky control over the gun and everything. I was like, Hickok 45, huh? Okay, cool. So, yeah, I imagine you've had a lot of people move and come and discover you. Especially in this new era where they, depending on who you talk to, what is it, 6 to 10 million new gun owners out there? So they got to look at somebody. Before we run out of time, I just want to tell you this. I appreciate the fact that you took the time to come on my show way back when the first time. I appreciate the first time we met in 2016 in Louisville and everything. I appreciate all the stuff you put up with me. When we get together, I sort of embarrass Hickok. I embarrass him sometimes.
Glad to do it. I'll never forget that first time I met you. You were in a strip bar, coming out of a strip bar, right?
Yeah, that was me. That was me. You were coming into it, right? Yep. Okay, anyway. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hickok 45, check out his channel. Yeah, thank you very much,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Congratulations, too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by somebody else who came on board with me when I was barely there. And he is a writer. He has a very keen analytical mind. His name is David Kodria. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump. The president spending his day down in the battleground state of Florida. The president delivering remarks at the Villages and then Pensacola. Before heading off to Florida, the president analyzes his debate performance.
I thought I did great. There are certain groups of very aggressive people that loved the first debate. But I think this was better. This is obviously a more popular way of doing it. And no, I think, you know, I wanted to play by the rules. I felt very strongly about it. It's two different styles. I'm able to do different styles, you know, if you had to. But this seemed to be much more popular.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden delivering remarks in Delaware on COVID-19 and the economy. Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson said the FBI requested an interview with Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains hopeful about ongoing negotiations on a new stimulus package, telling MSNBC that President Trump has been back and forth on the negotiations. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on what needs to be done.
We need to help the airlines. We need to help the schools directly. There's no reason why we have to have this humongous bill, which covers so much ground other than the economy and COVID.
Kudlow speaking there on Fox Business. The district attorney in Stanislaus County, California, says they will retry the penalty phase of the Scott Peterson trial. Peterson was convicted in 2004 of killing his pregnant wife and their unborn child. The announcement coming Friday morning after the state Supreme Court recently overturned the death sentence due to errors they say the trial judge made in jury selection. The state Supreme Court let stand the conviction but overturned the sentence. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I've been lucky. Whenever I reach out to some people, there's some people I just never get a hold of, but somehow, sometimes I find certain people. And my next guest, he has a way of getting a hold of a subject, a topic, and seeing it through all the way to its end, even if sometimes it is behind multiple layers. Even if the government itself is trying to do something clandestine. He was one of the people that broke the story of Fast and Furious on the United States and numerous other stuff. Brian Terry, he's done a lot of stuff with that. Joining me now is writer and journalist David Kodria. Good evening, sir.
Mr. Frady, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. My sincere gratitude over all the times, even especially way back when I was calling you and bugging you and I was saying, hey, listen, Mr. Writer Guy Dude, would you come on my show and give me a little bit of credibility? And you said, sure.
or maybe I was thinking you were going to give me some credibility.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing what it takes to try to break out of the box, is it not?
Yes, it is, and at the time when I with what I was doing, you know, talk radio. Everybody told me when I started this show that nobody does gun talk 5 days a week. Even radio people, the gun talkers, they were all saying nobody does it except on the weekend. Except I saw all, I just wondered how they could possibly cover everything that happens politically, you know, self-defense wise, product development, all the training and all these other things. I just wondered how you could do that all in 2 or 3 hours.
You know, there's just not enough time in the day to do it all. And you mentioned several niches. As you know, I'm not a hardware guy. So if there's new product development, things like that, I stay away from it. I only get involved in the hardware side of things if there is some kind of ATF rule where they arbitrarily come in and change what they've had everybody playing by because of some kind of political pressure coming on. So as with the bump stocks, as with the honey badger and the arm brace, that's when I get involved with it. But I'm not the technical guy, and I'm not really the rah-rah guy either. What I try to do is I try to look at the current events of the day and try to find a tie-in with guns and or liberty, because as you well know, it's really not about guns at all. It's about liberty. It's about freedom.
Yes,
and it's about our choice as free Americans.
Yeah. And that's why I end the show the way I do most of the time, which is it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and I well understand getting started and trying to make a niche. You know, I've been doing this for decades now. And, you know, I was with different groups and all that. And then I struck out on my own when I started writing for magazines, first for guns and ammo, then for handguns, then for guns, and now for firearms news. But when I started blogging, I tried to attract some attention of some of the bigger fish in the pond. And what I was amazed to find out was how few of them are willing to give the time of day to the smaller fish. And that kind of struck me as being wrong-headed, selfish, because you never know when someone new is going to come along and they're going to be carrying something over to you that nobody ever thought of before, or being able to say things in a way or being able to do things. And so you have to, you know, as you meet people, you have to, as you can, be generous with your time and with your attention, because, you know, it's like you just got to be nice to people until they prove they're not worth being nice to.
And, yeah, yes, that has proven to be true over the last 8 years. That has definitely proven to be true.
And I'm still being nice to you, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I have tried to treat you the way I want you to treat me, and I mean, I think that's, you know, that pretty much works. That solves the whole humanity. All we need to worry about then is just the whole air food thing, and we're good to go.
Well, heck, Bill, the way I want you to treat me is checks coming into my mailbox, and that ain't happening, is it? You know?
Yeah.
To either one of us, right?
Well, yeah, there's that too. But
you know, if we wanted to be rich and famous, we'd be writing and talking about the Kardashians, right?
Yeah. You know, I just got remonetized on YouTube the other day.
Oh, yesterday. Congratulations.
This morning. And I was looking at it, and I look at some of the other YouTube channels that are out there, because I follow a bunch of different ones simply because I'm fascinated by the way things were prior to them the tech giants figuring out in 2016. You know, all these ways they're disseminating information probably led to Trump getting elected. So then when they started locking down on everything, I was fascinated with that before then, because they were, you know, a lot of people were turning some really very rudimentary things into gigantic livings. But, yeah, if we covered the Kardashians, if you wrote about them and if I filmed them, we could make a lot of money.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, because you see, even on supposedly conservative Fox News, they'll have stories every time Joy Behar or Alyssa Milano open their stupid idiot lottery winning mouths. These people get more news and more hits on a story like that than I get it in a month of Sundays. And it's just amazing. Years ago, back when she was still somebody, I did what was called the pH factor. And the pH factor was take your Google search bar and enter the term Paris Hilton in it, and see how many hits you get. And now do the same thing, and this time put Patrick Henry into it, and see how those hits are dwarfed. Which one is more important to our liberty? Which one is more important to understand for what's important to America? One is absolute trivia, and the other is of fundamental, vital importance, and yet you see the disparity in the attention. And, of course, now Paris is no longer particularly in the public eye. It's the Kardashians, or it's the next flavor of the month. It's the next what they call the Instagram influencer. People that are just absolutely vacuous and self-absorbed narcissists that somehow or other manage to attract millions, literally millions of useful idiot followers who have apparently such vapid and shallow lives that they've got nothing better to do than to, you know, idiots following idiots. It's just amazing.
Coming up on the first break, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about an article I saw the other day about a observation that people were making, a person made about gun owners. And when I tell you about this, you'll probably get the beauty of it. Now, where can they find you and the stuff you do?
Well, you know, I write for Ammoland and I write for Firearms News, but my clearinghouse is my blog, The War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance. So if you just go to waronguns.com, one word, waronguns.com, you'll basically get to the jumping off point for everything that I do.
David is he has broken so many stories. I mean, he brought the Brian Terry siblings to this show. Very important stuff that he disseminates out there, and completely unbeholden to anybody, which is really why I like him, because that's sort of like me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with David Kodria, writer, blogger, journalist, real journalist. That's been one of your things, right? You don't want to be, you have to be an authorized journalist, and you've always fought the authorized journalists.
Yeah, I call myself an unauthorized journalist. It's funny that came about years ago at the park where we used to take our kids when we were still living in California, and Sarah Brady and our congresswoman at the time, Jane Harman, held a big anti-gun event at the park, and they had tables with guns lined up and all the dignitaries and all that. And at the time, I was with our local NRA members council, and I was doing their newsletter, and so I tried to ask a question, and they ignored me, and I asked again. And I was approached by a police lieutenant who told me that what I was doing was not free speech because I was not an official journalist, at which point I held out both my hands, invited him to cuff me in front of people, and he backed down and went to the group of police chiefs that he was with. And a couple days later, I saw in the paper one of the antis complaining in a letter to the editor about these gun nuts who were self-righteously cloaking themselves in the First Amendment. Okay, and I thought, oh my goodness, and we've seen time and again, bloggers have been disparaged. Juan Williams was talking to Michelle Malkin and basically dismissed her as just a blogger, and she, basically chewed him a new one and let everybody know that it was just the bloggers who broke Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
And, it's like you take a look at these institutionalized, what I call the DSM. A lot of people call mainstream media the MSM. I call it the DSM, and that stands for Durante Stryker Media. And people who remember such things will know that Walter Durante worked for the New York Times, and he was known as Stalin's apologist because while all kinds of starvation and millions of people were dying over there, he was basically writing in the New York Times how everything was just coming up roses and everything was fine. And Julius Stryker, of course, was a Nazi propagandist who ended up being hanged at Nuremberg.
Let me tell you my story. I like that. I like that one. So I'm doing this. I'm pre-recording Gun Owners News Hour, and I was talking about where people were asked what they thought of gun owners, and they asked this one guy who identified by a name, but he said, "I'm a Buddhist." And he said that Americans' fascination with guns is pathological, like it's a disease, which I found to be, you were talking about all these vacuous people. See, in the old days, back when the actual pronunciation is Shaolin, but in China, the Shaolin monasteries, prior to Kwai Tang Kane, you know, they were, the monks there were very sickly, and a Buddhist named Bodhidharma came out of the mountains after they had just been robbed by the mountain bandits again, where they would just get beat up and all their stuff would get taken and everything. And he'd been working on this hand-to-hand combat system based upon the movement of animals, which was the precursor to the modern martial art, right? And he taught them that in order to, yes, I know that you've taken a vow of peace and all this other stuff, but to keep peace, you've got to be strong. And then he proceeded to teach them that, and then they became the fabled Shaolin monks that they are, and then they made TV series about them and all this other stuff. And I just find it interesting that somebody out there that, when you were talking about all these people that don't look back at history, and you're talking about how you can search Patrick Henry and get no hits at all, that's indicative of what you were describing when people, when you say people don't look back at history. Because here's a guy who's supposed to be a Buddhist, which I don't really understand what they follow, but I know they're peaceful and all this other stuff. But you know, some of one of the precursors to him was out there teaching monks how to beat people up to defend themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, I could find you, you know, historical pictures of monks bearing rifles when China was invading Tibet, and the bottom line is, you know, it's all nice and good to say I'm better than you because I'm peaceful, but if it were not for men with guns being a deterrent, this guy's, you know, headless bayoneted body would be floating down the river because there would be no deterrent to stop invaders from coming in. And okay, you want to pray? Pray. Now die. Okay? That's just the way of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, and what he's doing is he's got the luxury of being able to feel morally superior, but in fact he is historically ignorant. He is dishonoring the people that made the sacrifices so that he can afford the luxury of pretending that he's smug and superior at all virtue signaling or virtue oozing, as I like to call it. And the bottom line is he's basically just admitting to the world that in a situation where it's required to protect yourself and or protect others and protect innocents, he is useless to himself and useless to all others.
Yeah.
And of course, an aggressive enemy would just view him with, you know, contempt and consider him laughable. It was Machiavelli, okay, said to be disarmed is to be contemptible.
I like that. I'll have to use that from time to time. Do I have to pay him for that whenever I use it?
Yeah, royalties. I'll give you an address after the show that you can send the checks to.
Is it near your house? Are you handling that?
Yeah, it's in Hudson, Ohio. Yes.
Gotcha. In any event, before we run out of time, I just want to take this moment just to tell you publicly that I really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show when you didn't know me, you didn't know anything about me, you didn't know, you know. I can only imagine at that particular time you were getting a lot of media contacts, and because I was talking about, I didn't see your stuff till later when I was actually trying to research more about it, but I was talking about Fast and Furious in 2010 before I saw your stuff, as I was trying to understand what was going on, and I knew how important that was. And then I saw your stuff, and I was like, oh, okay. Corroboration is nice. I wonder if I could ever talk to this cat. So.
Yeah, it's really sad what's happened with that, which is nothing. And the Terry family has been left out there hanging. I'm participating in a lawsuit with Kent Terry, the brother of Brian, and basically the government is stalling us for information and just giving us stuff that's not helpful at all. And it's a shame when the Republicans were in power and controlled House oversight, they just used it for headlines and weasel words, but didn't really do anything with it. But it is important that we don't let the Democrats continue to have control of the House and House oversight and Senate and the judiciary and the appointments to the courts and the presidency, because we are in for absolute political loss if that happens. There will be no more political opportunities if Biden wins and if the Republicans lose the House. And I hope everyone listening understands that.
Yeah, well, I kind of think, given what Pelosi's been doing, wasn't it James Carville who said it's the economy, stupid? Do they not remember him saying that? Are they like this Buddhist cat that I was talking about earlier?
They have no memory, and it does not matter to them. Look, you can have all the Hunter Biden stuff come out, and they're going to come up with an excuse, and then they're going to see Borat set up Rudy Giuliani, and that one picture on Drudge worth 1,000 words is going to erase everything that people are trying to say about Hunter Biden, because then they have to drill down into the paragraphs, and they have to understand things, and they have to understand the connections with things, and that's too hard. People just prefer the headline, and that's all they know, and they make their opinion up because of it. But anyway, Bill, you are so very welcome. If you think that I helped you in any way, I'm delighted to hear that. That's very rewarding to me, because I just consider myself, I'm just a guy, okay? And no great shakes. I just do what I do because that's what I feel like I need to be doing. But anyway, I'm delighted that you feel that way. I thank you for the many times you've invited me on your program, because that helps get the word out about me as well. And what can I say, pal?
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Done deal, guy. Talk to you
later. Hour number three is inbound. Time to talk to Dean. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.